When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I was, in reflection of the last game, I was really proud how hard we played for the entire, all the way up through overtime. I think that our guys took it one play at a time, and, you know, that was the goal going into it, and that's exactly what they did. And I was really impressed with the level of execution of the game plan, and hoping to build on that this week. With that, I'll open it up for questions.
Coach, you love comparisons. Will you play an MVP candidate this week in Jalen Hurts? Mm-hmm. You have one for him?
Well, I think the whole thing is like I was telling the defensive staff, it's, you know, I know they're not going to play the Pro Bowl this year, but they're playing it in Philly because they're talented across the board. And Jalen is getting into that level, that top-tier quarterback, because you can just see the jump. We went against him his rookie years when he was playing sparingly. And then last year to this past year, he's really worked on his throwing mechanics, his footwork, and it's paying off for him the same way it did for Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, if you go back and look at those comparisons, it's very similar. And he is a triple threat.
You don't strike me as a big Twitter guy, but you had two of your players speak out about their playing time on Twitter, Rodarius and Tay. Do you have a problem with that? You were a couple weeks ago.
Why don't I seem like a big Twitter guy? I'm more of a TikTok guy. Right? There's TikTok, there's good golf, it's, you know, tips on there. Scare cam's one of my favorite things to see. All right, and a lot of comedians, but it's you know, I think Dave's hit on it earlier. It was taken care of internally, you know, and it, like I said, I'm not on Twitter, so I didn't really see it.
I just asked because it was a week or 2 weeks ago in here that you said it could be a big turning point in Tay's career, how he takes it.
Right,
obviously,
right.
It didn't seem like he took it well.
Yeah, well, you know, life's all about choices.
How much was the other day sort of what you envisioned? You finally had like Aziz and Kayvon both back healthy, like what you were probably hoping for when you began the year. And you saw kind of what I believe you were thinking about when you looked at the pass rush.
It was one of those things that was, you know, obviously a big day getting after the quarterback, Jordan, you know what I mean? But we really haven't had the initial starting lineup together since we started, if you want to really reflect on it, you know. So when you get the entire starting lineup together, that's when it's going to be even more fun than what it was, you know, Sunday. But it was you could see the difference. You guys could see it. You could feel the difference, or whatever, however you want to say it. And just watching the both of them out there. And I think he was on a pitch count, Z's was, and Ronnie Barnes asked me how many reps he had. I said, I forget. I think he went over the pitch count. But, you know, it's a tribute to Z's, too, because he's really worked his tail off and trying to get ready to go and get back from all the injuries that he's had. It's been a tough year for him, so I was really happy for him.
We know you believe in pressure breaks pipes, though, right? And but when you have that, does it, and to have those guys healthy, how much does it change it for you? Like, maybe you don't have to blitz quite as much.
Right. I mean, there's a definite mix. You know, there's a definite mix you go to it. And each game's different. You know, this game's going to be a completely different game than the last game. And yet it's just each game's different. And you go with what you think's best to win that game, you know. And I'll never turn down a free runner to the quarterback. And I know we hit that quarterback a lot last week. And, you know, we'll continue to try to attack teams the best way we know how.
You've only had Aziz for a couple of games, but you've made it.
Two and a half.
Yeah, so you see the impact he's made. Like, when you just even look back at the guy you came in, you watched film and stuff, does he look, made that second year elite, even hasn't played that much?
That's hard to tell. I mean, that's a good question, but that's really hard to tell.
I mean, yeah. Did you look different than the guy you saw on film, or is it just the same guy?
I mean, it's really hard to tell. I don't look at it that way. I just, right now we're at the execution standpoint of, is he doing the right things, being in the right place? You can, like I said, you can see and feel the difference when both those guys are, you know, rushing the passer and they're playing at a high level. And I think Kayvon continues to grow and get better every game. There's something new that stands out. And same thing with Z's. It was, you know, number one, I was happy he came out of there with no nicks and bruises, or just nicks and bruises, you know. And so that'll be something I could tell you at the end of the year. It would be more fair to me anyway.
You mentioned something stands out differently about Kayvon each game. What stood out about this last game?
It's just little things that people don't even see, and setting up, you know, like the, when he was the free runner to the quarterback, which we thought we had, everybody thought in the stadium we had a safety. I know I did. You know, he just came right off the edge where before he'd hesitate a little bit. Just little things like that that, you know, it's like when you become a free runner like that and you're not used to being a free runner, you feel like you're almost falling off the, I'm trying to give you the best description. It's like you're falling off the edge of a diving board. You know what I mean? Like you're waiting for somebody to get you and you're like, oh, I'm free. You know, and he didn't hesitate. He knew he was going to be free.
Was there something that Zion Gilbert showed you specifically to get that call up in that heavy playing time last week, or was that game plan specific, or is he jump guys?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit of both. It's a good question. It's a little bit of both. With the injuries that we had to bring him up to have a corner out there, and he's been practicing well really the last month. I can remember saying something to him like it was a month ago. His red zone one-on-one coverage. He was getting after the receivers, and it stood out. And, you know, and he's really starting to grasp the system and to understand it, and it's important to him. He wants to play. And one of the best characteristics you can have as a secondary player, especially a corner, is tackling. And he tackled, and he was aggressive. And it was fun for me to watch, and I was really happy for him.
How do you slow down A.J. Brown?
Whew. Got any ideas? It's like they got T.O. back there playing again. He's a problem. And, you know, we went against him when he was in Tennessee, and he's a big physical receiver that you have to fight every play. I told Jerome Henderson if he was a defensive player, he'd be an outside backer. That's how physical he plays at wide receiver.
Moreau's never faced him. So when you have a corner who's never faced a really good receiver, is that a problem or not that big of a deal? Or because you can see the film?
All I'll tell you is Fabe studies tape like crazy. And, you know, he'll study and know all the receivers inside out. So that'll be we'll wait till Sunday to see where that goes.
What did Nick McCloud show you to become, I don't know, what looked like at least for a week, the solidified number two corner?
He's just a football player, because it's not just number two corner. We play him everywhere. You know, if you look at it, on third down, he goes inside, outside, doesn't matter, just wherever we want that matchup. And I told you guys that after the Dallas game. You know, we doubled 88 on the play, and he got beat by the tight end. I said, that was just a good throw and catch, bud. But he is a football player. You can count on him. You can trust him. He works at it. He studies. He asks all the right questions, you know. And I'm really excited for this kid and his career.
Wayne, really more of a, not off topic, but I was thinking yesterday, looked out, and some of the guys, obviously Julian gets a rest day, Dex gets a rest day. You know, you guys starting to put together your plan yesterday. How strange is that, and how do you compensate for that, or do you, to make sure that those guys are not missing anything? I mean, you're not just throwing away a day of practice for guys who obviously need the rest.
Well, the two that you mentioned definitely need the rest, with Dex and Julian, and they're both two of the smartest guys on the defense. So they can get their mental reps, you know, watching and listening to the calls. So I'm not worried about that, and I think that's a question that will probably be asking me every December, because you get those guys that get high in the rep counts, you you got to give them some time off so they can fill the gas tank back up to go on Sunday.
After
we'll take two more.
After McKinney's appointment yesterday, do you have any different kind of optimism about his status later this year?
I haven't even asked. I didn't even ask, you know, what's happened, where he's at, or anything with it. And I don't want to sound callous to that when I say that I haven't asked, you know, because, you know, Dave's going to talk about all the injuries anyway. It's just one of those years where you just walk around shaking your head like, I can't believe this, because of your playing so many different guys at different spots of the injuries that we've had. And, you know, and that's why I like when I stand up here and say that I was proud of how hard we played as a defense last weekend. I've been proud of that all year, because whoever the 11 is that's out there, I can guarantee you one thing: they're going to play hard. You know, and they're going to represent this city, and they're going to represent this team the way it should be represented.
Did you like Penix's game the other day?
Yeah. I think he's coming along. He's doing some good things, and I think that's great for him too.
What is it about Hurts that makes him such a good runner? Jalen Hurts, what makes him such a good runner? I know there's a lot of good athletes, but he just seems to be extra effective when he runs the football.
I think it's the power and balance he has coming out of his cuts. So he can get you running, and when he sits down and makes a cut, he comes out of it with power compared to a lot of guys, you know? I mean, I think that's the... And he's still the thing that makes him so tough to go against. He's still looking to get the ball downfield until that last second where he says, no, I'm going to go. You know, and, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge for us.